The Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimal, goes through the different procedures at a Brit Milah. Besides the actual incision, which is called the Milah itself, there's what's called Piri'ah, which is the uncovering of the Atara, which is the place over there of the Milah. And thirdly, the Gemara discusses a concept called Metzitza. Metzitza is where the Mohel goes and he sucks out with his mouth, he draws out some of the blood that is in the veins. The Gemara says that if a Mohel does not want to do Metzitza, he's endangering the life of the child and you must fire him, you must get rid of him. So we see over here the importance of doing Metzitza. I don't know if it's well known, but in the halachic world, some of the greatest debates in halacha and controversies have been over Metzitza. Throughout the generations, there's been controversies whether you still have to do it and how to do it. I would refer you to a expansive teshuvah written by the Steh Hemed, where he goes through like an encyclopedia all the opinions, and the discussion was there, can you make mitzitza via a tube, where you take a glass tube and instead of putting the actual mouth on the incision, you take the tube and you suck the blood through the tube. There the Steh Hemed brings over 200 poskim that all were against doing the mitzitza with a keli. As a matter of fact, he brings there the great proclamation that was signed by the chief rabbis of Israel at the time, Rabbi Eliashar and Rabbi Salant, etc. Furthermore, the modern day, our time rabbis also were all big advocates for mitzitza bepeh, meaning making the mitzitza with a direct contact with the mohel's mouth. I'd like to quote a direct quote from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, alav shalom, when he was asked this question. And they actually told him, maybe the baby has a disease, and therefore you're threatening the life of the mohel if he has to put his mouth over there and draw out the blood. So his words, and I quote, Haz v'shalom lebatela, the shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. That Haz v'shalom, you should not stop doing mitzitza bepeh, and nothing will happen to the mohel. He's involved in the mitzvah. And he said, mohel yireshamayim she'oseh mitzvah l'shem kono, a mohel l'shem shamayim that's doing the mitzvah for the sake of God, muftach lo min ha'shamayim she'lo ye'era lo shum takala chas v'shalom, that there will be no danger chas v'shalom that will come to the mohalim that are doing the shem shamayim. Later on in Tafshin Mem Tet, Rav Moshe Feinstein actually signed his name to a proclamation to uphold the minhag to make mitzitza bepeh with the mouth. However, there are certain cases where the families are not well known or they weren't so observant, and there's a concern that maybe the child does have certain disease, chas v'shalom. For example, AIDS. It was a big question that they asked Rav Eliashiv. What do we do if there's a suspicion that the child has AIDS? The real answer that Rav Eliashiv said was, let the child take a blood test, and if he doesn't have AIDS, then do mitzitza bepeh. However, if some mohalim in such cases want to use a tube, they have what to rely on. The poskim are lenient because of the sakana issue. However, otherwise, it seems that the Minhag of Yisrael for hundreds of years and based on hundreds of poskim, the proper and real way is to do the mitzitza bepeh, as we quoted from the Steh Hemed. Unless we said there's a sakana involved, then of course the mohel can use a keli. But it should be pointed out that the mohel himself has to be careful that he doesn't have any disease. He's not allowed to do a milah on the day that he has an infection, Because chas v'shalom, he can infect the child. And for that matter, the custom of the mohel is to clean out his mouth before he makes mitzitza with a disinfectant in order to make sure that he does not transmit any disease. However, these are rare cases that unfortunately are propagandized in the newspapers in order to make mitzitza look as if chas v'shalom it's a barbaric practice that should be stopped. But from all the poskim, certainly it shouldn't be. We must uphold the minhagim, no matter what the New York Times or the other newspapers want to say about minhagei Yisrael, and therefore mitzitza lechatechila b'peh.